Welcome back to The Look and Sound of Leadership, an ongoing series of executive coaching tips designed to help you be perceived in the workplace the way you want to be perceived. I'm Tom Henschel, your executive coach, and today we're talking about sounding well-spoken. Here's a question for you. Can you think of anything you do that is its very best the first time you do it? I'm not talking about something where you're the receiver, like reading a mystery or tasting a new food, but some act that you perform. Is there an action where your performance is at its peak the very first time you do it? For years I've asked this question to groups, and so far I've never heard an answer that held water. Why? Because performance improves after you've done something at least once. That's why professionals rehearse in private. Why is this important? Here's a story. Chris, a rising star in a global sales group, is articulate, funny, and competitive. She likes handling tough situations on the fly. She calls it juggling hand grenades. And she's pretty good at it too, but not quite as good as she thinks. We'd been discussing a piece of feedback she'd received. Her homework was to clarify the feedback and get back to me. One morning, I got a voicemail from her. She was, as always, bright and friendly, but she was also clearly sorting her thoughts as she was speaking. She spoke hesitantly and had to begin two sentences over again just to make sense. Then, when she was done, she repeated her entire message again. It was not Chris at her best. I transferred the message and played the entire 2.5 minutes of it at our next session. She was mortified. "Oh my gosh," she said. "If I ever did that with a client, I wonder what they'd think of me." And then she stopped and she said, "You know what? I probably have done that with a client. Okay, what do I have to do so that that never happens again?" And I answered, "Think before you speak." Let me turn this around on you. Think about voicemail you receive. Are there people who consistently leave you concise, articulate messages? If not, don't you wish there were? And if there are those people, don't you prize them? My point is simple. Don't you want to be one of the prized people? It's not hard. Here's how. The next time you reach for the handset to make a call, stop and ask yourself, what do I want to tell this person? How many points do I want to make? Once you've done a little bit of sorting in your head, then dial the phone. If you get voicemail, lead off with how many points you've got. "Hi, Dana. I'm calling about three things. First, the meeting in Denver." If, on the other hand, you happen to actually get Dana, well, you'll be even better prepared. The skill I'm talking about is what I call think before you speak, and voicemail is a great way to practice it. But, of course, the skill applies to any situation where you're going to speak. I regularly observe staff meetings, and I know it's a sad fact that people who present crisply and concisely are a rarity. The vast majority of people sound like Chris's voicemail, slightly inarticulate and often redundant. Why? Because they're thinking about their content for the very first time. It's a strain to stay tuned into those speakers. They're often not seen as A players. Don't let that be you. This skill, called think before you speak, doesn't have to be a burden. You don't have to stop your day and do a minute-by-minute run-through of your material, but you do have to consciously think about what you're going to say before you say it. The statistic I see cited most often is 10 to 1. 1 minute of thoughtful planning increases performance tenfold. 1 minute. So even as you're walking to the meeting, it's not too late to ask yourself, what do I want them to know? How many parts does this have? How can I label each part? If you don't think before you speak, then every time you talk, we're hearing your rehearsal, and frankly, we'd rather not. The three questions to ask yourself before speaking are, 1. What ideas am I trying to communicate? 2. Exactly how many ideas are there? And finally, 3. What would be good 1 or 2 word labels for each idea? If you can answer those three questions, you'll have gone a long way towards achieving the look and sound of leadership. That's today's edition of the Look and Sound of Leadership, a complete archive of our executive. Since this podcast was first broadcast, our website has had a makeover. To find our podcasts, just go to our website, essentialcom.com. That's essentialcom.com. From our homepage, click the navigation button marked Coaching Tips. That will take you to a searchable archive of our podcasts and more than 4 years of executive coaching tips. Our podcasts are also available through iTunes. Just search for The Look and Sound of Leadership. Until next time, this is Tom Henschel. Thanks so much for listening.